Just going to talk through these things. There are a few changes from last year. First thing really quickly as we get started, I know a lot of our Awana team is out. I know like Andy and Cynthia aren't here today. They're out of town. Kelly Martin is doing stuff with some of the school leaders with her and Pastor. And so we're missing. There are a lot of Sparks leaders that are out and stuff. So we do have a good amount of people in here. So this is probably about half of our Awana staff. So we're going to go ahead and we'll just walk through this. And this is, again, there's going to be a few changes here from last year that I think will make it a lot easier on our team as far as the, especially as far as the procedural stuff goes and a lot of the record keeping and things like that. We're going to try to consolidate all of that. First of all, right now what's going on with Awana, because we've already kind of kicked off a few things. Online registration is open for kids and all of the different things that kids need to sign up for Awana, the books and things like that. It's all included on that. You or other parents can go online and you can purchase the books and we will have those ready opening night for you to come and pick up, for other parents to come and to pick those up. They're already pre-ordered. I think as many as we're gonna need are in the kids' building. There may be a few that we're missing, but if we're missing any, we'll get them some copies and we'll let them fill that out and try to say their sections until we get their handbooks in. But we'll be covered to be started. The 19th is our kickoff date. That's our opening night. And then the 26th, we'll be obviously delving into our handbooks and things like that, really moving forward with it full steam. But again, online registration, all that's going on right now as we speak. It's available. It's online. A couple parents have already done so. I have signed my daughter up, so she's starting off. She's getting an early start. She's in the prenatal Awana club. I forget the name of it because we don't officially do it yet, but I just want to get a head start, you know. Let's just walk through this. It's going to kind of be a chronological layout of how Awana is going to look like in the evenings. First of all, we got welcome time, and I'm asking all of our workers to try to be here by 6:30. 6:30 for our leaders, for Sparks, and for Cubbies, and for all those. That's only 15 minutes before we start, and there are some tasks to be accomplished during that amount of time. So we're in the rooms. We are going to have all of these things going on, so follow this. In the rooms, we're going to collect the dues from the children in their group. So basically, a kid walks in, they're going to get their name tag. They're not going to come by because, first of all, it was very inconsistent. Most of the kids would not come by and see Teresa anyways. She'd have to chase them down. We're getting rid of that because, as amusing as it can be sometimes to watch Teresa have to chase down a kid up and down the hallway, I'm just kidding. We're trying to get rid of that so that she's not having to take laps around the children's building. She will actually be stationed in what's it's the snack shack area right now. We're separating her job from reception, so there will be a receptionist at the front desk helping kids check in for the security tags. Teresa will not be the receptionist. She will be the Awana secretary. I think it's going to take a lot of just unnecessary stress off of her because she's trying to do two completely different jobs. And really the only reason for that was because they were in the same place. There wasn't really any logic further than that. And so we're going to keep her separate entirely just to draw a distinction between the two. She'll be in the snack shack area. We're going to get her a chair in there and a laptop set up because there's a ton of counter space. It doesn't get used very often. We want to avail ourselves to that. So anyways, when the kids come in, as leaders, we're collecting the dues, we're checking uniforms, attendance, if they have any guests, anything basically that Teresa would check as a big group, we're checking in with the small group leaders, okay? And so we're gonna have a sheet that'll be available to you. You will mark all of those things. At the end of the night, you'll hand that back to Teresa. And then the next week, Teresa will hand that form back to you after she has entered that all into our online database, okay? We are also going to be moving a lot of things online, such as sections and attendance. We're going to be moving that online. Basically, the idea behind that is we'll have a general login that we'll probably give out to like the Sparks leaders. So all the Sparks leaders, if you want to jump on there and just look at how the kids are doing, you can. Josh will have a login. I will have a login. Phil will have a login. Teresa will have a login. And a couple other key leaders will have the ability to log in as individuals to make comments or to send messages to teams or whatever. And then that'll also give us the ability to get online and to see where kids are at. And so if Kevin says, hey, Nate, how's Emily doing in her book? I can pull out my phone, I can get onto this online system, and I can say, well, Emily just finished saying such and such section, she's getting ready for this thing, and it'll all tell me what she's earned, what she's going to be earning, how far away she is from all these things, and it's from Awana, they put it all together, it's official, it's not just I'm building this thing, because that would not be happening. So we're gonna go ahead, though, we are gonna avail ourselves to that. And that's going to make the job easier for a lot of us to be able to keep track. I know it can be really difficult in the past to keep track of 30, 40, 50, 60 kids, where they're all at, what they've said, where their attendance has been. And so I think that'll be a helpful tool for Josh as well, as he'll be able to look at different kids and he'll be able to talk to their leaders. So he'll be able to come over and say, hey, Alex, so-and-so has been having a really hard time in their book. Is there anything I can do to help you with them? And it'll make him able to do a better job as a leader. It'll make me able to do a better job as a leader. It'll make the organization easier. And so it all begins, though, with that check-in inside the room. So if you're not able to be there by 6:30, you need to let, if you're a Sparks worker, you need to let Josh know. If you're a TNT worker, guys worker, you need to let Phil know. TNT girls usually communicate within themselves, and I don't think any of their workers are in here, unless maybe one of you newer. Well, you're not newer, you've been working at Sparks. Heather is, you're gonna be working with Cubbies. So you're gonna have like 1,000 people in your class this year. So I know you needed a little more help last year, so it won't be a terrible thing necessarily, we'll talk about it. But it'll give us the opportunity though to look at all of that and to see where kids are at, how they're doing in their books. Children may say sections as time allows before we start Awana for the evening. So if kids are coming in and you have a little bit of a lull and a kid's ready to say a section, let them say a section during that time. Let them study their handbook, something like that. Keep them busy for that. Encourage the parents to participate in the adult Bible studies. Awana is one of those areas where we do have kids from other churches that don't have stuff on Wednesday nights. They attend our church for Awana. That being said, encourage them to participate in the adult Bible study. Like we said, we don't want parents hanging out in the rooms up here. We want them participating in the adult studies. Again, we don't know parents. We don't have background checks on file for them. I don't want to be responsible for their actions, and I don't think you do either. So we don't want them hanging out in our classrooms. If they insist on staying in the children's ministry area, encourage them to step into the hall during the welcome and handbook time to minimize the distractions for the kids. Just say, well, you know what? A lot of times our kids get distracted with too many workers in here, too many adults in here. They get a little bit distracted. Would you mind, while we're having handbook time, just stepping into the hallway? And I think that's a pretty reasonable request. If they're not willing to go down the hill, then I don't want to be up here with my kid. Well, how about this? There's a bench out here in the hall. Would you mind just, you know, during handbook time, stepping out here? You can walk over to game time with us and watch them during game time or whatever. But during the time that you're in the classrooms, please don't step into a room, shut the door in there with a parent inside that classroom. Encourage them to step into the hall while we participate in handbook time. So, opening assembly, we're moving obviously into the auditorium, 6:45, we're kicking off. That's our first bookend for the day. Sit within reach of all children in your group. One thing we are going to do differently, which Josh and Phil and I will be talking more about later this week, but we're going to be having a team of the week, and that will basically be the team that really stands out as far as saying sections, participation, behavior, potentially improvement areas, things like that. We'll be announcing the team of the week from the previous week in the assembly time. So we'll decide on that the week before, and then we'll announce it. So on the 19th, we'll figure out a team of the week. Maybe on the 19th, we may just wait till the 26th to decide on one. And then the next week, we'll be announcing it for the kids as a goal to strive for. And that's going to be the small groups will be our teams. So, for example, maybe Kim's team is the team of the week for TNT for this week or whatever, okay? We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Handbook time. Allow the children, obviously, to use the restroom before getting established. Try to encourage them, go to the bathroom before you sit down for handbook time. Help them find their place and sit down and study. We talked about those bookends. Try to use this time to create a bookend for those kids. When you first get in the room, after using the restroom, sit down, let's pray, whatever you need to do. Try to bookend that time so they know this is now it's beginning, now it's here, it's starting, this is it, it's time to tune in. And we do that in Children's Church. We have a countdown video. When that countdown video ends, hey, Children's Church has started. And if I'm not in place, there have been a couple times where distractions come up, something's needed my attention, and I come in there like a second after it started. The kids are all looking around because they know it's time to start. So create a bookend for the kids. Eliminate distractions, obviously listen to the sections. While you're listening to the sections, I really want to emphasize hitting the kids' understanding versus just memorizing the sections. And this is already part of like the Awana program, and some teachers are like so awesome at doing this. Other teachers, I've walked in, it's kind of just like, okay, let's say this section, you kind of get overwhelmed with that. If that's the case, we need to figure out a way to address that. But at the same time, what we want to be doing is ask the kids for some review. Ask them questions. Ask them, hey, well, what is this verse that you're saying? What does this verse mean? Why do you think this verse was written? How can we apply this verse? Ask some things to gauge their understanding, because we don't want kids just saying verses and being like, what does that mean? I don't know. Well, that was helpful, you know. We learn principles from the Word of God. And if they don't know, take the opportunity. Use that teaching moment, that circumstance, to teach them God's Word. Elaborate on it just a little bit. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes, but just take a second and try to dig up those thoughts. Make them at least think about what they're learning during that time. Be sure to follow the two helps rule. We want to be very consistent across the board. This isn't a wanna rule. This is not a Nate rule. Two helps, that means we don't give them beyond that. We're not helping three or four times for them to be able to say it. And a help, maybe you give them a word, a help, maybe you give them a gesture, a help, maybe whatever, but don't give them more than two helps. There may be a couple rare circumstances, and if you think this kid may be an exception to this, where they just have a hard time learning and they just really don't get it, talk to Phil, talk to Josh, talk to Leanne. If they're not saying stuff or going through it, I don't really know all the copy sections. I apologize, that's the one I'm like the least well-versed in. But talk to them about that. Let them make that decision so it's consistent. We don't want every leader kind of in their own mind gauging it. We want it to be consistent across Sparks, consistent across TNT, consistent across Cubbies. Talk to them. They'll be the one to decide on those exceptions. Award one Awana dollar per section said correctly. So again, across the board, I don't know if, I think there was at one time the setup, but by the end of last year, I know that different groups were giving out different amounts of money and different $1 per section. That's it, okay? We want to be very careful not to, I joke about the inflation of the Awana dollar. And how like one real dollar is worth like 1,500 Awana dollars and stuff like that. It's gone up. So we want to be careful about inflating the Awana dollar, because like they go in here and it's like, for 700 Awana dollars you could get, no, it's not quite that bad, but it's kind of blown up. So we want to be very consistent, very clear. This is how you win Awana dollars. This is how you earn that. You don't earn it by, you don't earn six per section. You don't earn one per four sections. You earn one per section, period, end of story, okay? Lesson time. Allow opportunities for children to use the restroom again before the lesson time, sit within reach, be an example of attention while the lesson is taking place. And most people in this room are not the ones that are guilty of texting while lessons are going on. It's a little bit younger demographic at the same time. Help them out so that they're not doing those things. Correct behavior before it becomes a distraction to others. That's why we sit within the arm's reach. Do so as quietly as possible. And all children should be within reach to allow for a quiet reminder. During lesson time also, and again, I'm delving into a topic that Josh and Phil and I will talk more about, I'm wanting to break into a curriculum this year with a very set scope and sequence as we're developing this. I want to keep our groups on the same page. Obviously, Cubbies will be a little different exception, but with Sparks and TNT, from week to week, I want it to build, and I want us to be just unified. And that's one of the reasons we had this meeting today with all the different areas of our children's ministry. Oftentimes, especially, they're just dependent on the time, but a lot of times I would hear different things coming from different areas of our children's ministry. And I just want to be very emphatic that our children's ministry is a children's ministry. This is the Awana group, this is the children's church group, this is the Sunday school group. We are the children's ministry, and so are the rest of the people that were in here and many others who are not able to be here today. We are the children's ministry. We're the team that puts it together, whether it be Awana, whether it be Sunday morning. The thing is, the volunteers that I'm going to pull in to help in Awana, if there are people that are signed up for Awana and not able to be here, I'm calling on guys that are our children's church team or our Sunday school team. I've asked Josh before to stay for our children's church because he and Rachel were teaching. I said, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm short a volunteer or two this week. Would you mind staying? And Josh has volunteered to stay. We're all one team. And so anyways, with that being said, with our lesson time, going back into it, we want to also, within Awana, be on the same page. And obviously, I'm looking for something that will present similar material, but in a little bit different way between the two age groups. but at the same time, we want to make sure that we're consistent across the board. It will take a little bit of the responsibility of preparing the lessons beyond, away from individuals, but it's going to be with a plan, scope, and sequence in mind, so that we're able to, again, intentionally go this direction, and we're going to be trying to instill character qualities and traits and biblical doctrine in there. And I think what it'll do is it'll establish just continuity across the board so that if we have a less experienced teacher that we want to gain some experience, well, here's some material to help them get going. We have a more experienced teacher. Hey, listen, feel free to deviate. You know, I know that, for example, Phil and Doug and Andy is going to be helping in CNC as well this year. That class has at least three solid teachers in there, okay? Maybe we'll get Paul to teach some this year. maybe. We have at least three teachers that they're all comfortable, I'd say. I've heard them all teach. They're all comfortable teaching God's Word. And I'm comfortable with them teaching God's Word. The thing is, with this information, they're able to get a starting point, and I would not have a problem if they want to dig a little bit deeper for the older kids and the sparks would get, or if they want to add a personal illustration. It's not like you have to read the thing, but it's a curriculum. It's going to give some scope and some sequence as to the principles that we're trying to instill, and it's going to be an overarching plan, okay? So we're going to go in that direction this year, and I think it'll help us a lot during that lesson time. Game time, as you move to the gym or as you move from one place to another at any given time, take a silent role of your kids. I think every small group should have no more than like five kids. There's only about four or five kids, if I'm right. So there may be a couple exceptions, but take a little bit of a, get a count for them. Don't just walk over there and assume that all your kids made it over. If you have four kids in your group, okay, that one, that one, that one, that one. Oh, I only have three kids tonight. That one, that one, that one. That way, when we're transitioning from there to the gym, I found Spark. This is, and I don't know whose group they were, whose smaller team they were, but I found Spark's kids in the children's building when the rest of them were in the gym. I'm like, what are you doing over here? Oh, I went to the restroom and then I came back and I'm just like, what? What? I don't know whose leader is there. I'm not pointing any kind of fingers. And I know sometimes it gets hectic and things happen, but, and I'm pretty sure the leader was, if I remember, I'm pretty sure the leader was looking for them. So it wasn't like they were, oh, okay, yeah, that kid, he was here, that's right. But take a little bit of a role when you move over there, assist the game director as necessary, help your children line up in preparation for the games, and engage in the games. Just cheer them on, help the kids get in place, help Josh out in that area and his team. Just really help them, be an encouragement to them. Please refrain from using phones outside of an emergency. That's an easy time to kind of disengage and start using a phone and stuff like that. Unless it's an emergency, please don't do that. Focus on what the game director is saying. And then never allow children to leave from an area other than the children's ministry building without the parent's pickup sticker for a dismissal and comparing the child's name tag. So if a parent comes to pick them up in the gym or something like that, get the sticker, get the parent badge, take care of all of that first. They don't have it, escort them over to the kids building and get it from them in there, okay? So make sure that, that takes place. Parents may receive a new pickup sticker from the receptionist in the children's building. If they need to, we recovered that. Once the children are back in the building, direct parents to exit through the back door after presenting their worker sticker to the worker checking the tags. So there'll be a worker at the back door checking tags like we do on Sunday morning, like we did at the end of last year. Push the parents through the back door. It just keeps the flow going. Encourage them to go out that direction. And then please do not allow kids to say sections after the dismissal time. Awana already gets out late. And in the past, I've been told, this has been passed along to me, that has been a time where there have been a couple situations that have arisen where there's only been like a worker or two left and a kid or two left, and it's just given some not excellent situations because a kid's saying sections that they need to get said to a worker. And we just really want to eliminate that. I have also had parents talk to me about the fact that they don't want to discourage their kids from saying sections in front of their kids, but the parent needs to get the other kids home. It's a school night. They need to be moving forward, and they don't want to be a jerk by being like, all right, let's go. Let's get out of here and trying to drive. They feel like that's a mean thing to do. I would say, hey, you're the parent. Do it. But I'm a little bit maybe more, I don't know, forceful than some of them are. let's just eliminate that just as a whole. We may be able to add some exceptions as we come towards the end of the year, but I would really encourage those to take place, like I said earlier, at the beginning of the night. If they know that section, say review it a couple times throughout the week, come back, say it to me next week. If they're reviewing it for another week, worst thing that happens is they know it better or if they don't study it, then they forget it. But that's on them, you know? It's not our fault that they didn't take it home and study it. So try to, let's not let that happen. We don't want to be an inconvenience to parents. We don't want to be making other workers have to wait. We may make exceptions for that here and there, but by and large, let's be very careful about just letting kids hang out their sang sections. It should be said during handbook time or before 6:45 on Awana nights, okay? So that's what we want to try to move towards. When a kid does say a section, I think we skipped over this somehow, but when a kid does say a section, oh yeah, I see it here. Upon completion of handbook time, turn the reports into the Awana secretary. So we're working on an Awana section report form. And so that form, and even for cubbies, you guys could turn that in, leave it at the desk. I can get it to her the next week or something like that, or we'll figure out how we need to do it for you guys, because we want to get everyone onto the system. But when someone says a section to you, if you'll have a report form, fill out that report form, and at the end of handbook time, before you guys move to game time, Sparks leaders, you guys can give them to Josh. Just give him a stack of however many of those sections are said. Josh will turn that into Teresa, and then Teresa will enter that all in there, okay? And then we can pass that along. We'll probably also do some paper duplicates just to be safe, and we'll let our secretaries for those teams hang on to those and make a duplicate form just so that we have a physical copy as well in case, because it's a very new system. And so in case they do have an issue with that, we want to be sure that we're keeping track of it. So at that point, Teresa will enter it there and then probably pass that along to Rebecca or to Phil or back to Josh or however it needs to happen within those groups to function. It'll get back to those team secretaries, so Kim for the TNT girls, and then they will hang on to those and they can continue to make a list or to hang on to those cards, whatever works for them. But basically, it's going to Teresa, then back to the teams once she's able to enter that online, okay? So your first thing will be give it to your team leader, Josh, Phil. For the girls, it usually just goes end up going to Kim anyways. And then give it to Teresa there. She'll give it back when she's finished with it, okay? Does anyone have any questions, Awana stuff? Yes, that's specifically outside of the kids' building. So if it's not dismissal time, if they're coming during handbook time, there's not going to be a worker at the back door, so you have to be responsible for checking those tags. Yes. So basically you have two different times. One of those is applying towards any time other than dismissal, official dismissal time. So if it's handbook time, if they, for whatever reason, have to leave again, like as soon as they checked them in, if it's assembly time, if it's game time, then the responsibility is on that group leader, okay, to check the tags. No, they're at the back door. So I apologize. I'm kind of assuming on some knowledge because a lot of the parents in here have gone through that process, but obviously your kids are not going through the building. So we have basically what happens right now as it works for Sunday morning. If Josh goes to drop off his kids, he has Luke who's in first grade. What Josh will do is he'll come to the first grade room. His teacher will acknowledge, hey, there's an adult here to pick up Luke. So that's the first thing, is it needs to be an adult or a sibling over a certain age. Make sure that someone responsible for that kid picking them up in the first place. Now, from there, Josh cannot just walk through the front door of the room. He's been encouraged to go out the back door of the building. And at the back door, there's a worker specifically checking the tags so that you don't have to be responsible for comparing the tags while watching four other kids. You just are responsible for an adult coming to pick up that kid. And then Josh will deal with the worker at the back door regarding his pickup sticker or if he doesn't have the permission to pick it up or whatever. That's on that worker at that point. So your only concern with the stickers should be that kid has a sticker on them, first of all. Secondarily, if they're in a certain place, like if you're in the gym, obviously there's not gonna be a worker standing at the door checking tags for that, because 90% of the kids, 99% of the kids will not be going out the gym doors with their parents. So that would be on the individual group leader. So the only time that it's not your direct responsibility would be during the pickup time, the designated dismissal time. During that time, verify that there's an adult here to pick up the kid. They open the door, they'll say, hey, I'm here for so-and-so, give them that kid. They cannot leave the building with that kid without presenting a tag, okay? So they'll all check the tags at the back door. There'll be one worker that's assigned to checking those tags. And it works, we've been doing it for about 3 or 4 months now in the children's building. It's worked very well for us for Sunday school and for children's church. That's how we've been doing it. It works very well for us. It keeps us from getting congested around the front door. It's very rare that badges do not get picked up versus before. It was kind of dependent on which teacher was in there, which worker was in there, what the situation was at the time. If there was a behavioral issue that needed to be addressed, sometimes it wasn't getting checked. Now we've taken that responsibility off of the teachers. They just need to verify there's an adult here to pick up the kid. And then there's a worker at the front door that's pushing kids towards the back. And then there's a worker at the back door checking all the tags, because it does bottleneck at the back, so they can't get around the worker. They're standing right there in the way until a tag is presented. Okay, does that answer the question? Okay, yes. Here's the reason that we have the sticker on the kid. Once the sticker's removed from the kid, basically we're saying that we are no longer responsible for that child, okay? The sticker is basically the validation that that kid is under our care. That's why it's so important that that sticker is on their back. If the kid has not been checked into the building, they don't have a sticker. If they've already been checked out of the building, if they've already seen the worker, that sticker is removed. And so at that point, if a parent has already come and gotten their kid, there will be a receptionist sitting at the front desk for the whole time. And if a parent's walking back in there with the kid, basically what that's telling her is that they've gotten permission from the group leader to take that child. So if they're walking back into the building, just the parent and the kid, they've already checked out with the worker if our workers are doing their job, okay? Does that make sense? So I hope that answers that question. All right, does anyone else have any questions? All right, well, thank you guys for coming out here. Thank you for sacrificing some of your Sunday afternoon. Take off, get a nap. Tanya is patiently awaiting you and your parents. We're actually right around 1:30, so we're doing pretty well with time. But go ahead, you guys are dismissed, and we'll see you guys back here tonight. Thank you for your time. Let me know if you have any other questions.